Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. After 17 months and three Israeli national elections, they now have a unity government. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It looks like they have formed an Israeli government. What can you tell us about it? What's the deal?
What happened now was that Mr. Gantz, who's the head of the Blue and White, decided to join up and with Mr. Netanyahu and make a, I guess you can call it a national emergency government. But the situation is, as I speak to you, that a coalition agreement has been signed. There's still about 2 weeks of negotiations until it is presented before the Knesset in order to gain a 61-member majority. So there's something to be optimistic about.
Is there any possibility in these next couple of weeks that this thing could fall apart?
Well, the only thing at the present moment that could do that, I just want to make the point that Mr. Gantz basically has crossed his Rubicon here. He can't go back. In other words, if he's dissatisfied with the arrangement or something happens, he can't go back to his own party, so he's out in the political wilderness. And no one wants to go to elections again, so it'd be a very difficult situation. That Mr. Netanyahu, being under a charge sheet of three different criminal charges, should not have the right to become a prime minister. The law doesn't say that. Actually, it says just the opposite. That actually seemed to hold up some of the talks because Mr. Netanyahu wanted to make sure that he would be able to serve the first year and a half of the rotation between him and Mr. Gantz as prime minister.
Winky Medad on the details of an emergency unity government now in place in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Even as outside elements of the Jewish state try to stop Prime Minister Netanyahu from serving the first half of the agreed-to government, the basic law of Israel says that cannot happen. This agreement is a witness to God's plan for human government and God's method of directing human government into the future. God's creation of human government has prevailed for 4,500 years and will be his mode of operation today and into the future. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6 is the record of God's establishment of human government, and Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17 reveals his plan to use human government to direct the future as well. God's plan also includes who serves in the leadership of human government to direct his plan. That's Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. Israel's newly formed government is evidence of that truth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...